When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, greetings. What's up? Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School, the only podcast featuring daily episodes, case studies, tips, stories, reports, all about creating extra money without quitting your job. That has been our mission for more than 1,800 episodes, 7 days a week. Thank you for tuning in. Now, today's caller is an avid concert and festival goer. She's really into those big music festivals. And now that some big events are back in full swing, at least in some places, obviously that varies a bit around the world, but she's wondering, is there a way to get paid to help VIPs have a great experience? Because these concerts and these festivals are not cheap, and wherever money's being spent, there's often some opportunity where you have money being spent and also people who are passionate about something. So let's use this question, because you might not be into festivals yourself, let's use this question to think about some experience you may have or you may have had, and how you might turn that skill or knowledge into something monetizable, because that is, after all, our goal, right? You already have the skills you need. You just need to learn to adapt them in some way. Many of our case studies are essentially about adaptation or skill transformation. Okay, so that's the question. We'll think about it from a broader perspective as well. Can I market myself as a festival concierge? Her question, my detailed answer, coming right up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. This is Vanessa from Bend, and I've been following the show since last year. Congrats on season 6 of Side Hustle School. Now that festivals and concerts are back in swing, at least in some places, I think there's a big market of people who want to attend more events, but would also like some personal assistance. I'm thinking of high-end guests who can spend a couple of $1,000s on a festival pass at Coachella or other big events. What can I do to market myself as a festival concierge? I think of it like being a travel agent. My understanding is that most travelers no longer use travel agents, but some travel agents are able to stay in business by focusing on those premium guests or people who require customized itineraries. So can I do that, but for festivals? Thanks, and looking forward to your response.
Vanessa, thanks so much. So glad you're out there. Thanks for listening all this time. Now, I like the comparison you make to the travel agent model. I think that's a good comparison. Most travel agents are long gone, but a select group of them are doing very well through that type of focus, premium service for a select type of traveler, something that's really specific and specialized. And I don't actually know a whole lot about big music festivals, but my understanding is that some of them can be pretty expensive, with ticket prices in the low thousands of dollars sometimes. And that's just the actual ticket price. Then of course there's lodging and, whatever other add-ons from there. So some people clearly are spending a lot on going to Coachella or South by Southwest or more international events, like some of the bigger gatherings in Europe. And obviously this all depends on the local situation, as mentioned in the introduction. But I'm sure there's something that can be done, okay, at least wherever these festivals are happening. My only concern is that the way travel agents make money is typically through commission, you know, from the hotels or cruise lines, the tour operators. So I don't actually know if the festivals work with that model. Like Vanessa might know since she's more familiar with it. If so, well, that's great. That works. If not, though, you'd have to justify, you know, your fee as an additional cost to the customer in paying you directly. So that may or may be possible. That may or may not be difficult. I'm not sure. But I think generally speaking, whatever approach you take here, probably the next best step, you know, or the best next step is to build your authority in this field. You know, how will customers find you? You know, how can you become, you know, the authority for reporting on festivals or for, you know, showing hacks or where the best deals are or best experiences or how to experience some of these things safely? Or, you know, there's lots of different directions you can take. But, you know, if you want to be a travel agent, then you have to be an expert in a certain itinerary or destination, you know, at least these days, if you want to be a successful travel agent. So the same is true with festivals. Like, how can you establish that authority and then decide on your marketing from there, I think, as opposed to the other way around. Now, as I said, listeners, think about how this might apply to you. You know, you might not be into Coachella or South by Southwest, but, you know, there's some experience you've had that is valuable, something that you have skill or knowledge in. There is a way to adapt it. There's a way to transform it. And, you know, the path there is kind of thinking, you know, how could this become a product or a service? What is the offer that I could make? How could I, you know, take the skill or knowledge and allow other people to experience it and help them save time or save money or experience some other major benefit, maybe have an experience that they couldn't otherwise have. You know, these are the questions you ask as you're exploring these kinds of things. And inevitably, you know, at least like if you spend a little bit of time on it, you're going to find several options, you know, and then from there, of course, we can narrow it down. But first step is thinking about those skills and that knowledge you have because you do have unique experience. All right, I'll stop for now. Hopefully you get the point. If not, we've got more episodes coming up, new episode every day. In fact, I want to continue this conversation, hopefully make it helpful to you, inspiring, but not just inspiring, also kind of nudge you towards taking action. That's the goal. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new episode. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.